not really doing that. You're making it more complicated. You're making it too hard. You're not relaxing. You're not trusting. You don't know your value. You don't know your worth. You don't know it's done. That's what you want to convince yourself of, you see. Sometimes people say, well, I guess I just don't feel worthy. And we say, there's a sort of catchphrase, I don't feel worthy. But what it comes down to is, I don't feel like my inner being feels about the things I want. In other words, let's say that someone has mistreated you in some way. And you're justified as you focus upon what they've done, what you think they've done to you. And if they hadn't done it, you think you would feel better. You're probably right about it, because before they did it, you weren't feeling that bad. But now you've got this thing you're focused upon, you don't feel that good. So you think, if that person had not done that thing, then I would feel better. But there isn't anything you can do about that thing. So then you want to ask yourself the question, and this question will serve you so well. If it's true that when I feel negative emotion, I have, by virtue of whatever I'm giving my attention to, caused a vibrational separation of sorts between me and me, then that must mean my inner being, my expanded self, my God self, who I really am, the other head of the two-headed monster, must not feel about that person the way I am feeling right now. So the question that you ask is, inner being, how do you feel about this? Really good question. How do you, inner being, how do you feel about, how do you feel about me? And you know, you're getting vibrational, emotional feedback all day, every day, because when you don't like you, you can tell you're going a different direction than your inner being. When you're mad at somebody, you can tell you're going a different direction. When you're dissatisfied with where you are, you can tell you're going a different direction. In other words, you can feel when your thoughts are out of alignment. And so when you say, inner being, I want to start seeing the world through your eyes. I want to see the world through the eyes of Source. Well, before you know it, you will have turned downstream, 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 downstream enough that you'll be seeing the eyes through the appreciation and love that is Source. And we have to tell you, nothing else will ever please you. Nothing else will ever satisfy you. You just cannot hold yourself apart from who you are and feel good. You just cannot do it. You've got no choice, friends. When you croak, you'll go right there. We promise you, you will. But you have no choice if you want to feel good other than try to see the world through the eyes of Source. And you know why? Because the eyes of Source, who you really are, is the dominant vibration of your being. So even before you got here, that stream was really flowing, and you've been banging around with all these people, and you've been offering all kinds of things to your vibrational escrow, and now your stream is really, 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 really moving, and when you don't go with it, you don't feel good. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. Mm-hmm. Every disappointment, every piece of anger, every frustration is you thinking a thought that's different than your inner being would think, and if you will then try to tune yourself to the way you think your inner being might be thinking, before you know it, you'll be thinking the way your inner being thinks about all that stuff that it's tending for you over there in vibrational escrow, and then you will be the inhabitant of, the liver of, the possessor of, the beer of all of those things that life has caused you to want. One little thing we have to throw in there, it's a disclaimer. There's always going to be something more you want, because every place you stand, you will have another set of contrasts. We'll be putting more stuff out there. So you will never completely catch up with what you are becoming, and you don't have to completely catch up with what you're becoming in order to feel good. You just got to be moving in the direction of it. That's all. So a little self-talk in front of a mirror or not, whichever works out best for you. The goal is to get liking you. And when you get liking you, you've stopped the resistance, and then things line up for you. Every time, no exceptions. If you think it's you, stand up. Yes. Come forward. Wait, two are coming. Stop, stop, stop. The one behind. You know how it is you are chosen. She was waving something, and she thinks that's why. But you